my dear friends in Christ, whenever we are nearing the time of our death, we know that Holy Mother of the Church, in being a good mother to us, holds out a very special sacrament to help us in our last struggle. And that sacrament is the sacrament of extreme unction, wherein the priest anoints our five senses and we receive the strength of Holy Mother of the Church to be able to die a very good and a holy death. But besides the sacrament of extreme unction, as we near the time of our death, it is customary to receive a special blessing from the priest called the Apostolic Blessing. Now, the Apostolic Blessing is a very special blessing that helps us at the hour of our death. And this blessing is meant to give us what is known as a plenary indulgence, and that is the full remission of any punishment due to our sins of our entire life that we have not fully atoned for. Now, Holy Mother of the Church holds out only one condition for receiving this plenary indulgence. And this condition is that you say the name of Jesus at the hour of your death. Now, we know that when one is dying, it can be very hard to speak. So the Church just says, as long as you can say it devoutly, meant in your mind, at the hour of your death, you will gain that plenary indulgence that is attached to the Apostolic Blessing. And this is simply something we can gain by saying the holy name of Jesus. So when we consider this name of our Divine Lord, we know that it is something that is very sacred and very holy. And the name itself can save someone's soul at the hour of death. It can deliver them from the fires of hell and even from the fires of purgatory because of the plenary indulgence that is gained with the mention of the name. And today, as we celebrate this feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, we see in the Gospel how our Lord's name was given to him, was chosen by heaven, given by God himself, his Almighty Father, to his beloved Son on earth. We know that when the angel Gabriel appeared to our Blessed Mother to ask her to be the Mother of God, that the angel made it clear to our Blessed Mother that his name, the name of our Lord, was to be Jesus. And we know that he officially was given that name according to the law when he was circumcised in the temple, when he was presented there in the temple as we celebrated the Feast of the Circumcision a few days ago. But the name of Jesus means God saves or Savior, and how truly our Divine Lord lives up to his holy name. Because as we mentioned, just the simple mention of his holy name at the hour of our death can save us from the fires of hell and even from the fires of purgatory. And when we think about and reflect upon the holy name of our Divine Lord, we know that this is one of the shortest and most powerful prayers that Holy Mother of the Church gives to us. It is one of the most beneficial prayers to say in pain, in suffering, in illness, in time of temptation. Because when you think about it, many times we cannot say much in our life, and we cannot focus on prayer when we're struggling, when we are in pain, when we're in illness, when we're being tempted. It can be very hard for us to turn to prayer. But this prayer, the name of our Divine Lord, very short and very simple, is something that each and every one of us can say, like I said, in our sufferings, in times of spiritual and physical danger, etc. And is, like I said, one of the most beneficial, most powerful prayers that we have at our disposal. There are many saints that have encouraged a devotion to the Holy Name. I think of St. Bernardine of Siena. I think of St. John Capistrano. I think of St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Alphonsus Liguori, St. Ignatius Loyola. The list goes on and on. But many saints have encouraged having a strong devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus. Now, we read in Scripture how the name of our Divine Lord, as we read that at the name of our Divine Lord, every knee on heaven, on earth, and under the earth shall bend. And we also see in Scripture how the name of our Divine Lord has been the cause of the physical and the spiritual well-being of many a soul. But I think of in the New Testament, St. Peter. After our Divine Lord had risen from the dead and ascended into heaven, we know that the apostles went forth to spread the Catholic faith. There was one instance in particular where there was a man asking for alms outside of the temple. And St. Peter told the man, "Gold and silver I have none, but what I do have, I will give it to thee in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I command thee to arise and walk." And this man, who was a cripple, who was asking for alms, was cured instantaneously on the spot by the name, the holy name of our divine Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's a little story that I had heard a traditional priest mention in a sermon, but it was another instance where someone was saved from physical danger through the mention of the holy name. Now, before I mention the story, I wanted to just promote this little booklet. It's called The Wonders of the Holy Name by Father Paul Sullivan. There are very many beautiful little stories in here that go to show the power of the Holy Name, how it has helped many a soul in time of temptation, in time of difficulty, and being able to bear their cross without complaint. Many miracles that have been worked through the means of the Holy Name, cities that received from pestilence, from sickness and pestilence, etc. A very beautiful little booklet. If you've never read it, I would definitely encourage it. It's called The Wonders of the Holy Name. And the story I'm going to tell you is not in this booklet because the story took place just a handful of years ago down in Texas. But there were a couple of traditional Catholic young ladies who had gone to a park for a walk. And they were in an area that was obviously that was a little bit remote and secluded. But as they were walking, there were a couple of men that were hiding in the woods that ambushed them and began to beat them and mob them, beat them to the ground and began to overtake them. Now, you can imagine the fright and the panic of these two traditional Catholic ladies as they're being ambushed. And they're knocked down to the ground, and one of the ladies yells out, "Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me." And a very interesting thing happened. The man that was attacking her, he let out a cry of pain and let go of her. It was as if someone had hit him when she said, "Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me." Man let go of her, let out a cry of pain. She was able to get on her feet and start running away. She turns around and sees that her friend, obviously, is in grave danger. And she yells out to her friend, "Say the name of Jesus, say the name of Jesus." And her friend heard her and yet said the same thing, "Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me." And the same thing happened. The man who was attacking her let out a cry of pain, let go of her, and she was able to get on her feet, and they both were able to run away and escape from what would have been a very tragic experience. But it was through the holy name of our divine Lord that these two young women were saved from what would have been a very grave physical evil. And it was through the holy name of our divine Lord by saying, "Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me." But not only will the name of our divine Lord help us in when we are in danger of physical evil, but it also will help us when we are in danger of a spiritual evil. Now, that's one of the things that, like I said, it's so very important for us when we are being tempted. We know that there is a struggle within us between good and evil. You know, we see so often, or we see in cartoons, you have the good angel on one shoulder, and you have the bad angel on the other soldier, whispering into our ears. And we know there's that struggle. And when we're being tempted, it's so very important that we cry out, we ask for help from Almighty God. And there's no better prayer for us to pray in time of temptation than saying, "Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me." We should try to make that. We should make that habit and a custom that right away when we're being tempted, first thing we do, "My Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me." And that is half of the battle that is fought, that is won right there when we have recourse to prayer at the very first instance of temptation. We realize we're being tempted, and right away we do something about it. We cry out and we ask for help. Like I said, that's half the battle that is won right there. So I want to encourage you to have recourse to the Holy Name, especially when we see a spiritual danger that may befall us, or when we're in danger of a spiritual evil. And as we think about that, we know that The name of Jesus is something that saves us and is very powerful and very holy and very sacred. And that brings me to my next point, that it is very unfortunate that in our day and age, the name of our divine Lord and the name of God is taken in vain. We know that that is one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. But it's something that is so very frequent in our day and age in our society. Many people out in the world, when you go out to the store, etc., it's just left and right. And it's very unfortunate. But for us as Catholics, we can and we need to do something about it. We should make reparation for the blasphemies uttered against the holy name of our divine Lord and of Almighty God. And there are some very simple ways that we can do that. One way is for us to make it a habit to bow our head whenever we hear the mention of the holy name, to make a reverent bow of the head when we hear the name of Jesus, and that is a beautiful way by which we can make reparation. Another way would be for us to make it a habit to pray the divine praises, or even just to pray a short little section of the divine praises whenever we hear the name of our divine Lord taken in vain. There's the beautiful invocation, blessed be God, blessed be his holy name, blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man, blessed be the name of Jesus. And even if we say, like I said, just a short little part of the divine praises, that is a good way to make reparation for those offenses committed against the holy name. And that is something that we can try to incorporate during this month of January. The month of January is dedicated to the holy name of our divine Lord. And we can try to incorporate that into our daily spiritual exercises to feign the divine praises. Another way would be for us to pray the litany of the holy name, a very beautiful litany approved by the church. And after Mass this morning, because it is the feast, we will go ahead and pray the litany of the holy name after Mass. And you can find that in your missals, wherever you have the litanies and the other devotions. So we'll do that after Mass this morning. But that is something that also we can do on a daily basis as a means of making reparation. So on this Sunday, as we celebrate this beautiful feast of our divine Lord, the holy name of Jesus, let us remember that it is a very powerful name, one that can save us, not only from physical harm, but also from spiritual harm. We should make it a habit of praying and saying that holy name in time of danger, in time of spiritual danger, in time of temptation. And like I said, I just wanted to encourage the reading of this booklet, The Wonders of the Holy Name, and remember that today is just a reminder of how sacred and how powerful the name of our divine Lord truly is. And if in the past we have ever had the misfortune of misusing the name of our divine Lord, like I said, we confess it, we should be sorry for it, and let's correct that. If it's become a bad habit in our life, we need to fix it, we need to do something about it, and we need to correct it. We as Catholics know better, and we should never misuse the holy name of our divine Lord. Like I said, just mentioned how it saved those two women from physical danger, how it can save us from spiritual danger, should be one of our favorite prayers that we say in time of danger and temptation. And you will truly see, if you make it a habit, and you truly make it, say it from the bottom of your heart with reverence and with devotion, you'll see firsthand the wonders of this holy name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.